Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
How's everyone doing this great, great, great Friday afternoon? It has been wonderful. I'm sorry for the delay. There's some serious traffic. You have no idea what's going on. I tell you, I wish I was able to do the show with all my effects and stuff. I wish I had a mobile. But I probably had to get a mobile app just to start the show while I'm in traffic, because I tell you, it is no joke. I just want to say hello to everyone out here. If you just tune in, this is this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's great to get in touch with you guys. I hope you're all having a wonderful, 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 well, not wonderful, not just a wonderful Friday, a marvelous Friday. How's everyone doing out there? Is anyone doing great out there? Huh? How's everyone doing? Everyone doing great? I hope you are doing great. Anyway, it's 5:20. Excuse me, 5:21. I hope you're all doing great outside. It's 90 degrees outside with a high of 92 and a low of 71. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're having a great, wonderful, wonderful afternoon this Friday. Wonderful Friday. It's great. It's been nice and it's been quite sunny. Way to start this show. Doing great. All right. That's what I'm talking about. So without further ado, let's go ahead and start the show. Let's go ahead and start the show with the show, as in the classic 1985 classic hit by Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew. Let's start the show with the show.
Oh.
That was the classic song, classic rap song of the summer of 1985, The Show by Ducky Fresh and the Get Fresh crew, including MC, along with MC Ricky D, also known as the rapper we now know as Slick Rick. According to Wikipedia, this song came out 30 years ago, was released 30 years ago, 1985, summer 1985. It may be, maybe it's me, but I think it may be a month or two off, because I remember actually buying this 12-inch record of The Show, and I think it had been before August 1985, probably June or July of 1985. But nevertheless, just want to say congratulations for 30 years of making. 30 years of making a classic hit, which is congratulations, Mr. Douglas Davis and Richard Walters, Mr. Walters and Mr. Davis, or as we know, Douglas Davis as Dougie Fresh and Mr. Richard Walters as Slick Rick. Congratulations on making history. Speaking of some hip hop news, Straight Outta Compton is premiering in theaters today nationwide. It has over 2,000 screens. Make sure you get a chance to see it. Straight Outta Compton is the movie biopic of the late 1980s West Coast rap group NWA, which was once labeled by the FBI and other law enforcement organizations as the world's most dangerous group. So, hey, check it out, and don't be scared. Don't be scared, and definitely check out. Don't forget to check out. That's a whole other different song, whole different movie. Don't forget to check out Straight Outta Compton. And I remember when the album came out, that was something else, though. I, you know, definitely check that out. I almost about to say Boys in the Hood, but that's a whole other different song and a whole other different movie, which was created by the late Eazy, who was a member of NWA. But anyway, I hope you all get to see it. Speaking of, I must be losing my age. Must be getting old. Matter of fact, 80 years ago today, FDR, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, signed the bill of Social Security 80 years ago today. So definitely, those who have Social Security, be happy that you got it. You know, because sooner or later we may need it. Well, it may not be around when I hit 65 or something. You know what I'm saying? So it may actually me run out of money. I don't know. That's why I'm saving my money now. But anyway, without further ado, here is the news. Frank Gifford, a legendary Monday Night Football sportscaster and husband of Kathleen Gifford, died at the age of 84 this past Sunday evening, this last Sunday evening. It says, it is with deepest sadness that we announce the passing of our beloved husband, father, and friend, Frank Gifford, said the Gifford family in a statement. Frank died suddenly on this beautiful Sunday morning of natural causes at his Connecticut home. We rejoice in the extraordinary life he was privileged to live, and we feel grateful and blessed to have been loved by such an amazing human being. We ask that our privacy be respected at this difficult time, and we thank you for your prayers, unquote. Before launching his sports casting career, Gifford spent 12 seasons with the New York Giants from 1952 to 1965. Making 8 total appearances and winning the MVP award in 1956. Gifford earned an Emmy nod in 1976 for Outstanding Sports Personality, and in 1997 he was a recipient of the Sports Emmy's Lifetime Achievement Award. He played himself in a number of sports-themed sitcoms, including Spin City and Coach. Of course, you know, Frank Gifford was the husband of Kathy Lee Gifford, who was one of the co-hosts with who co-hosts the fourth hour of the Today Show morning show with Hoda Kotb, and they both had tributes for Frank Gifford, both on the Today Show as well as on Live with Kelly and Michael. As you know, back in the '90s, Kathy Lee Gifford was the co-host of that show when it was known as Live with Reaches and Kathy Lee. Back in the late 80s and early 90s. That's something to talk about, huh? Wow, that is incredible. And of course, just want to let you know, it's a recap of the weather for all the Middle Georgia listeners out there. It's 89 degrees outside, nice and sunny, with a high of 91 and a low of 68 degrees. Not 71, but 68 degrees for the low. So enjoy this sunny weather. It's going to get a little bit cooler. It's going to be a little bit cooler as the weeks go by for this particular month, because it is getting close to fall. And of course, you know what that means. When it's fall, that means it's time for football. Yes, indeed, time for football, both college football and pro football. Matter of fact, my Georgia Bulldogs, their season starts on September the 5th. Well, they play against University of ULM. That will be, I think that will be at home, if I'm not mistaken. I'll give you another, a recap of that sometime. It's going to be at home against ULM, September the 5th at noon. It's going to be shown on the SEC network. So definitely check your local listings and your cable listings and satellite listings if you're able to get the SEC network. Also, just want to let you all know that since this is some other news, found out some crazy stuff going on. The new episodes of Sesame Street will be this upcoming fall will be shown on HBO. It says after 45 years of being shown free on PBS as always, and it will continue to do so, the newer shows, the newer episodes of this new season, the 46th season of Sesame Street, will show on HBO. Due to PBS being a nonprofit network, because it's always been funded by donations by viewers like us, as they always say, they made a deal with HBO because at least they'll be able to pay
I guess the actors, I guess, to pay for the funding of creating the episodes of Sesame Street. However, these newer episodes will eventually be shown on PBS a few months after being shown on HBO first. So at least that's a good thing. At least they're not getting rid of or canceling Sesame Street altogether. But it's just going to be shown on HBO first for those who want their kids to watch HBO on the streaming channel, you know, the streaming version of HBO. They'll be able to watch Sesame Street there, and they'll be able to watch it. And those who can't afford to get HBO, you'll be able to always watch it for free on PBS. I just wanted to say, I guess I know I'm well past the time of going of signing off. I just want to let you know that this is the only show that we're having this weekend. Only reason I'm saying this is because we're not going to have a show, as I said earlier last weekend, we're not going to have any shows after today. We're not going to have any shows at least for this weekend, only for today, for Friday, because Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be we're not going to have any shows broadcast for Saturday, tomorrow, or Sunday afternoon, because tomorrow I'm going to be going to Terry Litchford's funeral tomorrow. He's a late classmate of mine from high school. We were in a student council together, and I want to pay my respects. And also, there's going to be a funeral tomorrow, as well as there's going to be one for Sunday afternoon in Augusta, I guess his hometown, where he used to live before he moved to Macon and go to attend Southwest High School. there will be, he's going to be, I think they're going to have it in Augusta, where he will be buried there next to his mother who preceded him in death, that is. I just want to say once again, rest in peace, Terry. We're to the Ledford family, you have my condolences. And excuse me, I'm just trying to keep it together. Anyway, I just want to let you all know that we're not going to have any shows for tomorrow or Sunday. We may not have any. This may be the last broadcast for this month because I'm doing some acting jobs, and also I'm trying to complete my documentary, Eat Chips and Die, so hopefully be able to get some of my my interviews completed, and wish me luck on it, and I hope you all have a great, great, wonderful time. Also, I just want to say a happy birthday shout-out to my cousin, Stephanie Marsh. She has a birthday today, so I just want to say happy birthday to you and have a great birthday. I hope you have a great, wonderful birthday weekend, Stephanie. Happy birthday. Speaking of moving on up, I'm not talking about the Jefferson. The students at Mercer University are set to move off to campus tomorrow. The new semester is suspected to be a record-breaking with a freshman class of nearly 900 students. A freshman class of nearly 900. Wow. More than 940 freshmen and transfer students will be moving into residence halls between 8 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. tomorrow morning, that is, Saturday, with the help of upperclassmen, faculty, and staff members. After the move-in, new students will start their BEAR, orientation schedule, which will go through the following weekend. Mercer's annual fall convocation, which is the traditional start to the of the year, will be on Monday, this upcoming Monday, and classes start on Tuesday. And, well, for those who are starting their freshman year, starting their new year at Mercer University, I want to say congratulations to you all, and I hope you have a great, great freshman year and have continued success in furthering your education. And also, I just want to say I hope you guys are ready for some football because this is the 50th season, the 50th year of the Atlanta Falcons as a NFL franchise. Hashtag rise up. Happy 50th anniversary to the Atlanta Falcons. Yes. They're having a preseason game tonight at 7 p.m. They're playing against the Tennessee Titans. So definitely, if you're able to if you're able to get the CW Channel 69, this is the Atlanta affiliate of CW, Channel 69 CW, or if you're able to watch it, our Middle Georgia listeners, if you're able to check it out, Fox 24, WGXA Fox 24, you'll be able to watch the Atlanta Falcons preseason game against the Tennessee Titans tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. So don't forget to check us out. Of course, this, like I said, this is the last show we're having this Friday. No shows the rest of this weekend or for the rest of August. Of course, you know, I'm doing my film work. And I just want to say on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Friday. We're going to close the show with NWA's song, Express Yourself, from the album Straight Outta Compton, which the movie Straight Outta Compton, the movie, is based on. I'll play a little bit and go out with that. I hope you all have a marvelous Friday. We take care and good luck, and congratulations to Ice Cube and their film, Straight Outta Compton. Have a safe and marvelous Friday, everyone. Take care.
Yo, man, there's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality. Well, Dre, you've been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is. So what you want me to do?
Forget about the pedal, the rap for the pop shop. So